Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
I'm Melissa Carter. Who are the Atlanta Ghost Hunters?
They are, they do this as a hobby. Atlanta Ghost Hunters is a group of people who really get into ghost investigation. So they go out, they find people who are in Metro Atlanta, in Atlanta and outside of Atlanta that say, look, something weird is going on in my home. I don't know what it is. Can you come and investigate? And on their own time and for free, they will go to these homes and then they will record what they hope will get EVPs, which electronic voice phenomenon, which a lot of times the belief is that spirits, you know, their voices, noises can be caught on, you know, in a recording device. So that's what they do. And if they do find something, then they'll come on the Bert Show and they'll tell us all about it.
And if they don't come, if they don't find anything, they don't come on at all.
Right.
So they always have something. So Andy is actually, he's usually in studio as he describes these clips, but he's stuck in traffic this morning. Hey, Andy.
Good morning. Yeah, so to whoever decided to cause this wreck at 10th and 14th, yeah, one of my ghost buddies is going to be showing up at your house tonight.
Andy,
so.
I warned you about it earlier. I don't know why you weren't listening.
Well, what do you do when you're in downtown Atlanta? So whenever their lights start turning on and off tonight in the middle of the night, that's sending one of my buddies over to their house. So.
Hey, Andy, before we get into the clips that you have today, do you know anything about seances and spirits and stuff that are sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? That are brought
called,
yeah, I guess, to a seance.
We kind of take the scientific approach. We look for things that can actually be quantified, things that can be recorded, reviewed, things like that. I'm not really sure what necessarily the difference is between necessarily what we do and what a seance is, other than during a seance you hold hands and you have candles lit. My personal feeling is if you're calling on the spirits that you want to communicate with them, whether you're holding hands and have a candle going on or not, you're still really asking for the same thing. So I don't know if there's much of a difference, but we don't really do the seance thing with, you know, sitting around and doing, you know, that kind of thing. We're more of a, we want to stay mobile, you know, we ask the questions, we want to find out who they are, but we're trying to get them to talk to us where we can record it versus, you know, and I heard you guys talking about that earlier. We just really go for the scientific side of it versus, you know, the seance side of it.
If we were on a ghost hunt with you and wanted to hold your hand, would you let us?
Jen or Melissa, absolutely.
We had one, somebody called up this morning and said they did one of these seances that we're going to do Friday morning on the show.
Okay. Right.
And they were like drained of their energy, you know, like they could really feel the spirit sort of took them over and drained them of their energy. Has that ever happened to you on any one of these?
You know, the only time that I've ever had anything like that really happen to me, we were doing an investigation at the Kennesaw House. It's the Marietta Museum of History right there in the square of Marietta. And I normally don't provoke spirits. You know, I think you get a lot more with honey than you do vinegar. But this particular time, I was just kind of, you know, Sherman had stayed in this building quite some time, and I just started kind of calling Sherman a punk. And, you know, you come into our city and burn down all our stuff.
Oh.
And it was, you know, instantly, as soon as that happened, I got the worst migraine headache I've ever had in my entire life. And, I mean, it was to the point I was nauseous. I just couldn't even, I couldn't think, I couldn't, I just didn't want to go on anymore. All the investigators wound up going out after drinks after the investigation, and I just wanted to go home. I was beat.
Did you hear that, Jeff? Jokey
so
spirit guy?
I don't know if they can really do it or not, but that was a good coincidence.
Okay, so no jokes while we're there. No jokey spirit guy, no, okay?
Jokey spirit guy.
Are we good with this, Jeff? Can we make that agreement?
Well, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Well, no promises. Now, who's going to do the seance? Who'd you find?
I think we're still looking for somebody right now, aren't we?
Yeah. If we can't find a real seancer, we're just going to hire somebody from the whole world.
I got
you. All right, so what do you have today? Where did you go?
Well, this one, I've got to keep the location confidential. Just based on the type of property this is, they didn't want any advertising of what the property was or where it was. All I can say is this facility had about 6 different buildings on it. We are aware of deaths that did take place in some of these buildings. I can tell you that it's a school in Metro Atlanta, a private school in Metro Atlanta. It's basically all that I can tell you.
Okay. What kind of deaths? Accidental or?
It was mainly age. People dying of old age in each of these old buildings that were there. So
okay.
Now we didn't get a chance to investigate all 6 buildings. We had access to several of them. But the voices that we caught had nothing to do with any of the old age people that would have died there. The voices that we caught, nothing sounds like it's an old age. And that's why I don't necessarily know if it has to be somebody that died on the property or if it's attached to a particular object that's on the property, or are these just random wandering spirits? Because some of these just make absolutely no sense for it being a school. For any of the deaths that took place, it's just wild, random things that we catch on these things.
So this sounds
it's
so
horribly confusing,
like the plot of a horror movie right here. Like it's an old retirement home or something, and they build a school on top
right.
of it to torment all the kids, and one by one, the kids are getting freaked out.
Used to be a graveyard. Watch out!
All right, so go ahead. You just tell us what you found, man, and what you were feeling
right,
while you were there.
Sounds good. Well, this first one is very clear, and again, this one is just one that just makes you go, what? You know, huh? How is this possible? This one, it just sounds like skinheads. We're not skinheads. We don't have anybody that's on our investigation team that's skinheads, but it clearly sounds like to us that it says skinheads.
Skinheads.
Oh,
yeah.
Ooh. Let's hear that again.
Skinheads. Are you sure it's not butterflies?
Could it be sinners?
Maybe. Play it again.
I hear skinheads.
It does sound like skinheads. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. And the whispering thing, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Play it again.
Skinheads.
Does anybody hear kids in there? Something kids?
Skinheads.
Something. Like before they said skin? Like there's the word kids in there at first?
Something like that. Something kids.
Skinheads.
I don't know.
Something kids.
I don't know, but if they hear anything different over the radio,
okay.
Definitely call and let us know because it always sounds different over the radio. But that's the first impression we caught with skinheads, at least.
Okay.
All right. So the next clip that we've got here, and again, these are relatively small buildings at this facility. So none of the buildings are very large at all. And if this one was actually captured. In one of the buildings where we just left the recorder in there and just actually walked out. So go ahead and play the clip. I want to see if you guys can tell us what you think you hear on this.
Help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
a crazy one.
Yeah, and nobody's in this particular building at all. This is just one of the recorders that was just left
wow.
there.
That's clearly help.
Wow. Yep.
And we catch that all the time. We catch help all the time. And, you know, it just absolutely freaks us out because we catch it all the time.
Wasn't that your theory? Haven't you told us that before, that some spirits just are sort of caught? They don't know which way to go. They don't, you know, are they alive? Are they dead? And they're just looking for some guidance?
You know, I don't even, I honestly, at this point, I don't even know if these are ghosts of dead people. I don't know if these are demons. I don't know if they're angels. I don't know if they're spirits. I don't know what these things are. So I hate to even start to wonder about what they are or about what state of death they're in when I don't even know that they're dead people. Because like Melissa mentioned yesterday, the one EVP that makes me question, are these really people that are dead? Is that EVP that I caught years ago that says, oh gosh, they're thinking we're ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And that one right there, every time that I hear one of these things, just tries to remind me, okay, maybe these things are not ghosts. Maybe these are not the death, you know, the voices of dead people that have not moved on. But then again, maybe heaven and hell is nothing more than just a different dimension that exists in the same time and space that we're in right now, and it's basically just a different, you know, a different parallel universe.
Wow. Dude, I can't tell you how many times I've had that conversation, bro.
Yeah, and, you know,
with myself, bro.
To me, I think there's science behind everything, even with the religious aspect of it. There's got to be science behind this.
Wow. Okay.
So. All right, this next one that we've got here, I kind of like not telling you what I think I hear. I want to see what you guys think you hear on this one. This one is also caught in that same building. Nobody was saying anything in this particular clip, so it's just dead air. And then we caught the what you tell us what you think you hear.
All right, let's play a round of what the freaky ghost is saying. If you guys think you got it, buzz in. That flew underneath my radar on that one.
Hey, one more time?
Mm-hmm. You got it. No, seriously, that's what it's saying. One more time.
No, it's not.
I swear.
It is?
Yes.
I can't hear that one. There's like a high-pitched squeal that seems like it's kind of blurring it out to me.
You think it says one more time, though, right?
I heard Kwanzaa Hall for City Council.
Andy, is that the one more time one?
It is. Yes, it sure is.
That's weird.
No joke.
I'm scared of myself. I don't want to be alone in my house tonight.
Knowing what it is, let's see if we can hear it. Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Is it the very beginning when somebody says something?
You know, honestly, I can't hear it over the phone because I can't remember exactly. I've been listening to so much audio these past 2 weeks. I can't remember where it is in that clip. I'm pretty sure it's at the beginning, though.
One more time is what they're saying, and I'll play it one more time.
Yeah, I hear it at the beginning.
At the beginning.
It's in the very, very beginning of the clip, and it's way off in the distance.
Yeah. I heard it the first time you played it. That's why I said it.
All right. Now, this last one, you're definitely going to have some help on this one. The owner of the facility, she says, can you stomp on the floor? So that's what you're hearing at first is, can you stomp on the floor? And then what I actually hear now, Dreema and I we differ on what we hear in the middle. I hear, do they hear me? And then you'll, after that, and it sounds like a little girl saying that. And then afterwards, you hear a man with almost a British accent that says, I don't know. So you hear, can you stomp on the floor? That's the owner. And then what I hear is, do they hear me? And then a man's voice say, I don't know.
The children's ones are always the ones that freak you out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
I can definitely hear the last part of it.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the I don't know. You have to listen a little bit closer for the child right in the middle.
It's like a whisper of a child and a whisper of a guy, right?
Exactly. But the guy, if you listen to it, he definitely has some sort of accent to it. Mm-hmm. I can't pick up the accent, but there's some sort of accent that he has.
Jeff?
It's certainly British. He's a British haunting thing.
You know, huh? I'm pretty good with accents.
He's a British haunting thing.
Yeah, that's Scottish. Weird.
Yeah, it definitely got some sort of accent to it. But that one, yeah, like you said, anytime you catch kids, it's always freaky. We don't catch as many kids recently they're at the very beginning when we were doing a bunch of investigations early on. We were catching kids left and right.
Well,
so I guess it's
school's back in session.
Or something.
Wow. Okay, so let's hear this one more time.
I'm getting a bunch of text messages from people saying that first one, skinheads, is scaredy cats.
Skinheads. Oh, okay. Nice.
That's
coming! Hey, Andy, you're coming in studio earlier tomorrow morning, right?
Absolutely, and I'm leaving like 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm getting stuck in this stuff. So all these people driving by on their interstate with me on the side of the road, this ain't going to happen again.
Hey,
so.
give us a little tease on what we can hear tomorrow. Where'd you go?
All right. Now, we had to actually move. This was the one we were going to do today was the one where we actually caught the 8 EVPs where the school actually had been burnt down.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't be on radio today, so we decided to move, you know, kind of swap them around. So we're going to get that one tomorrow. And then we're also going to play at the very end, if you're cool with it, a couple of clips. We went back to another location that we did last year for Halloween. We went back to follow up, and we got some more stuff. It's actually calling out one of the names of one of the employees that's there. So,
you got it, man.
We'll try and squeeze that in as well if we can.
Awesome. All right, Andy, we'll see you in studio tomorrow.
Right on, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
Go to the website, AtlantaGhostHunters.com, or I think you guys have it linked over from your website. We'll have all the EVPs that we played today and yesterday and all throughout the week. We'll have it on the website so they can listen to it over again.
Sounds great, man. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, guys. Take care. See
you. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Less chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's reset this here really quickly, because one of Jeff's friends made this suggestion to him last week. And I thought it was outrageous.
He, for a bunch of different reasons, but mainly a cleanliness one, he has started peeing sitting down. And he was trying to explain to me the merits of this, why, it, you know, the various reasons it was a good idea, and you know, asked me to try it for a while, which I did.
What were the merits once again? Because I did spend a goodly amount of time thinking about this over the last couple of days.
The big issue was that he had splash issues that became apparent when he was doing some work in his bathroom.
He had a forceful
stream. Yeah, he had a good work in prostate or whatever it is that fires that out of there.
He just was a bad target. He couldn't hit his target. Now.
So the water would splash out of the toilet and onto the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what happened?
That's a big splash. I mean, that's a long way to go.
Yeah. That's just what he's saying.
I don't know how you can miss that hole. I mean, it's pretty standard.
He said he wasn't missing it. He said
it was such a forceful wave.
It would splash.
Right. Tsunami.
Tsunami.
The way I'm built, it's a tsunami every time. Whatever.
So,
by the way.
So for cleanliness reasons, this stuff getting on the wall. He said once that wall was fixed, his wife made the suggestion. He took it. And now he sits down to make the tinkles.
And I have had some guys come up to me over the last week since Jeff relayed that, because I just think it's outrageous. I mean, it's instinct for men. I mean, look at when you look at dogs urinate, the female dogs
squat,
and what do the male dogs do?
Lift their leg.
That's we're all mammals. That's what we do. So for a man to sit down to pee is against your nature.
Well, wait a minute. You use dogs as a comparison. What about a cat? Like you go. You
male dig cats a, are really, they're very feminine.
You dig a hole in the sand.
It doesn't even count. So we get this call from Michelle here at the same time. And basically the gist of this is that she has demanded that her husband sit down to pee, and he's done just that. He wants to make his wife happy.
My husband, when we first got married, he had a few problems of splashing or whatever, and he was always in a rush. I mean, he took time to wash his hands, but he didn't take time to wash the toilet. So, I mean, I've told him he needs to sit down or scrub it. I don't care what he does when he's not at home.
So you have demanded that your husband sit down to pee, and he does it?
Right.
All right, so Chad is a listener of ours and was really upset about this whole thing. And over the next 3 minutes, I'm going to detail for you how he believes what this guy does sort of just adhering to his wife's policy is really what's wrong with marriages in general, okay? Okay. It's kind of a long way to get there, okay. But I think I see what he's saying, okay?
Okay.
All right, says, Dear Bert, last week I heard the conversation about Jeff's friends selling him on the advantages of peeing sitting down. Absurd to say the least, but peculiar has never bothered me. But I had the same reaction you did to the woman that called in and said she demands that her husband sits down to pee because he's too messy in the bedroom. Where do I start? I know it's a silly conversation, and this is an even sillier email, but I'm expletive with a P. Really expletive with a P. And past tense. I don't know which is more ridiculous, the woman that thinks it's okay to make an unreasonable demand like this or the coward husband that agrees to it. When did this guy lose his expletive for testicles? When did men lose their, you know? Isn't this whole...
It's really focused at, for somebody who's coming across as very bold and manly, he's really focused a lot on the testes.
Well, I have edited that. I mean, he said the B word. He was very manly in this email. Isn't this whole conversation really about control and relationships? So now we've gone from peeing on the toilet to control and relationships. This has zero to do with peeing sitting down and everything to do with what's wrong with half the marriages in this country. Everybody is looking to control their partner. Does anybody really want what's best for the person they so-called love? No. It's about control and getting your way. This guy's got issues in his relationship is what I'm picking up on.
I'm wondering if he's married or not.
He is, and I'll tell you why at the end. Okay. Everybody is just surviving in their marriage by jockeying to get their own way. Lose control and don't lose yourself, married people. It is possible to compromise and still be happy. Half the guys I know can't decide for themselves if they want to pee standing up or not anymore because their wives have nagged at them their entire marriages and the men have just given up. So ladies, don't think of us as things you can train. Think of us as partners, and you might not have to mother us your entire lives. From Chad, and he says not his real name, because his wife would kill him if he knew she wrote this. But he was just joking.
Oh, he's all being all bold.
No, he was just, he even writes here, that's just a joke. Yeah. Sort of, he writes. So we've gone from peeing sitting down to control in relationships, and that's really what's wrong.
Do you guys feel mothered in your marriages?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I need it. I'll be totally and completely honest with you.
So you're okay with this control thing.
Now, that's different. I wouldn't say control. I mean, I just... Control and being mothered in different areas are two different things. Like, I mean, I can come and go as I please. I make decisions. There are major decisions that Stacey and I will make together for sure. But I don't consider myself controlled, and I don't think that she'd consider herself controlled. I don't know. How about you?
I feel like Stacey controls me. I think we're pretty even. Like, I mean, I'm sure there's things that Jessica does that, you know, kind of controls the way things go. And there's things that I do that control the way things go. But I think it's, I never have any feelings like, God, she's running the show.
I'm other uber than, sensitive to that, man.
Other than paint colors.
Mm. Yeah, which you're not allowed to pick until she gets back.
Made a move yesterday.
Oh, you did?
A little one.
Oh, no.
Just having one cabinet painted.
Okay. All right. That's okay.
I got to be honest with you. I'm scared.
Jessica left and she told him, there's only one thing that you can't do is pick the paint colors for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff has been walking around the house just so close to going over to Home Depot and picking the paint colors by himself, but he hasn't done it.
God, you would think that, yeah, you would think if you're out of town, what, how refreshing it would be to get home and it'd be done.
I did have the.
Don't do it.
I think she missed a huge opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I did the whole garage, and she asked me to send her a picture yesterday, and I didn't.
And you didn't?
No, I told her that the lights didn't work in there. I don't want her to.
So going back to his email.
I don't want her to not like it until she gets home.
But Jeff is definitely not controlled.
I said in different areas, it's different.
Like, hey, Collins, go ahead. You're on
Q100. Hey, hi, Bert. Thanks for allowing me the opportunity to share my opinion here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's up?
Well, first of all, I listen to you guys. I'm from up north, as you can tell from my accent. I'm an African, but I moved here to Atlanta a few years, and I just happened to chance on your radio show one morning, and I've been hooked since. So thank you for making the drive quite tolerable in Atlanta traffic every morning.
Thank you.
Back to my point, I was listening with keen interest when this topic came up. When I first moved to the States, I lived with women, my mother and my sister. We shared one apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And every single time I'll go in and just do my thing, you know, and have, you know, the splash issues. And so they sat me down and said, look, I don't think it's appropriate, you know, for you to be splashing all over the place. And so I, you know, out of respect for them, I did guess what they requested.
You really, really are damaging a man's credibility here. Are you telling me that you can't go to the bathroom and control your splash, dude, without sitting down? Come on now.
I can, but sometimes you have to go and you're not paying attention. You lose concentration and you are...
What do you mean lose focus?
See,
have you ever been to the bathroom and you have to go so bad that, you know, you feel like, okay, if you don't get it out in 2-3 seconds,
dude, it doesn't take. I love how you say that sometimes you lose concentration. It takes no focus at all. This is one of the very few things I can do when I'm so hammered I can barely even stand up straight. But I can still at least find a bathroom and pee into the toilet without splashing all over the place.
No. I mean, I think it's something that, you know, even, I mean, disregarding the splash issue. Okay, I don't think that, you know, it's out of the ordinary or it's unreasonable. I mean, you do not lose what makes you a man just by compromising with your wife. What happened to, you know, compromise?
This is not compromising. She is asking you to do something that is against your nature.
See, and the thing is that his email did not, you know, references the fact that, well, then clean up. If you want to stand up and pee.
Agreed.
And you dirty the bathroom,
right,
and scrub your own urine, because the problem
Agreed.
That these women are having is that you won't clean up after yourself and they're having to do it. So I love how guys are like, you know what, she's compromising my manhood. Well, clean up after yourself.
That I can agree with, because they're mathematically, again, there has to be somebody that is the best shot when it comes to that. Huh. So there has to be somebody that's the worst shot.
Yeah.
And if you're the worst shot, you got to clean up after yourself.
Clean up,
I agree with.
God. At what point do you think it will occur to Collins that he's going to have to call his family back in Africa and tell them that he made it onto American media? I was on the radio. And they're going to say, wow, what were you on the radio for? And that's what he's going to
that's
have
his resume.
To explain.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Yeah, let's just reset this here. Southside Steve's the dude that works on our rock station, right?
Rock 100.5.
Rock 100.5.
On your dial.
And the last time we had Steve on, these were his words about Joanne. I mean, this could be soulmate material we're talking about here.
I think in your lifetime, you run across three people that could be the one, that it would be the perfect match, that there would be trust, there
you
would be love, there would be lust,
this one, Steve.
There would be, you know, just this, that perfect soulmate.
Then
her.
There's Joanna, you put in the same category.
I don't know why. It just hit me. I just knew.
That's what I do. I sneak up on people.
Okay, so we're establishing here that Steve's into her.
Yes.
And every day, as we've said before,
what
after
gave
the
you
show,
that impression?
After the
Be
show,
sweet,
Steve
Jeff.
Is in the office and he's just jockeying every single day. Uh-huh. Every single day. So we really gave Joanna the opportunity to say, look, you can tell him this is never, ever, ever going to happen and he'll go away. She didn't take that opportunity.
I'm with Jason. Jason is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with.
Sure.
If something ever, ever happened, which it won't, Steve would be on the bench. Because look, he's a good looking guy.
What are you doing?
Couldn't close the door.
And you know what? Here's the best part about this is Bert, before this happened on the air, Bert was just in the office with Steve and Joanna and gave her the opportunity to handle this off the air. Bert was so dumbfounded and disappointed almost in Joanna's response to Steve, because Bert said to Joanna, well, he's sitting right here, just tell him. And Joanna's like, well, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, we can put an end to this right now. No more complaining. You get your job done, whatever. Just tell him right now. He's got, and I think I was doing this to Steve in, on one end also. I'm like, dude, you're wasting your time here. A guy's only got so much energy. Let Joanna go.
But I knew better. That's your observation. I mean, obviously, this is something I can tell. This is something I'm good at. I read the situation. I don't care what the world thinks. I know what's going on. A lot of people act different when nobody's around. I'm just going to keep it real, man. There's many girls that will say that, you know, like in the office or even out, and they'll be like, no, I would never go out with Steve. And all their friends will be like, well, thank God, because you know how he is. Well, let me tell you where she is at 1 a.m., and she's not telling you.
Yeah.
And,
you know,
and I don't need to brag, so I'm not a guy that goes around and goes, guess what I did last night? I just do what I do, and I can keep secrets. I could be dating somebody in this room right now, and no one would ever know it in a million years, and I wouldn't run into you 10 years later going, hey, man, you know what?
I'll brag.
Well, Melissa, you know I have a thing for you. There's no doubt.
If you're going to come out with a guy, I don't think you want to start there.
I'm the dude. We talked. I'm the dude. We have so much in common. It would be fun. We would use each other and high five when it's done. And I would open the door for you because I know your old foot still hurt.
That's right. See, and I would go with the guy with the most experience.
Thank you. You would get experience, and also I would also know.
You would get a lot of things.
Melissa, no. I told you I am hung like a lesbian. If you want to come out, I am your guy.
Well, that's true.
Save that.
Okay, this is about Joanna.
All right,
this
is not about Joanna. So back to Joanna.
All right, focus over there.
Melissa, if you want to cut it off with Steve right now, now is your opportunity. Just look at him and tell him
it's never going to happen.
Jeff, if you keep coming at me so hard, Jeff, I swear to God, I'm going to switch teams just to have you. So you just need to chill. Because there's so much tension, it would take 20 minutes to talk you into doing something horrible.
So let me just establish this. Even before we continue on this long-winded road, right? Like, even if she said to you that day, because we have given her multiple opportunities,
Joanna,
now, that you never have a shot. Even if she said, look, Steve, honestly, if there's no Jason, you're just not my type, no chance, last person on earth, right. Not ever going to happen. Would you have stopped at that point?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would have. Because I'm not going to be like a stalker. I mean, there's nothing worse than that. I mean, there's a lot of dudes out there that don't see the signs, and you're like, okay, that's annoying. It's one thing girls will put off certain signs just to keep their friends off their back or judgment off their back.
Right.
But then treat you a different way, a different way.
Agreed.
But if a girl truly has given the signs and you can't read it, well, then you're a tool. And then you become a stalker and you're annoying. And at that point, she's probably just going to get very angry at you. And I can read girls well enough to know. And I see that I'm on her bench. I also see she's loyal to this dude. And they have a past. They've been together for a year and a half. I'm sorry. Had I met you 2 years ago, there would be no Jason. But there is.
God, the confidence. God, I wish I used to have
that. There wouldn't be. Because we do have a thing, but she's very loyal to this relationship, very loyal to this dude. And unless there's something that goes bad wrong, I'm never going to have a chance.
So Jen has branded it sort of the office boyfriend.
Well, I was kind of joking around about it because when there's sort of flirtations and inner office sort of, you know, connection or whatever started, you know, there's some sort of chemistry there, right? Like when that starts, there's something so exciting about that I was saying that Joanna was enjoying the attention. And most girls would enjoy the attention that comes from somebody like Steve, who's charming and who's like way into her and whatever. And I was saying that, like, you know, that like Joanna
He's
was
holding
like,
Jen's hand now,
like dressing cuter and like, you know, just kind of like she was looking forward to seeing him every day. So I deemed it the quote unquote office boyfriend, even though there's nothing going going on. She was excited to see him in during the day, and he was obviously excited to see her.
And I disagreed in some of what you said, because I think I've always dressed pretty nice when I come in here. I always get ready in the mornings and put my makeup on and pick out my outfits the night before. So I wasn't doing it for anyone in particular. I just do it for myself. And yeah, I mean, he came in there and he would flirt and we would talk. And did I like the attention? Yes. But I think that anybody, I'm new to this office, so I want to be nice to everybody, and I want everyone to come in and talk to me and give me advice and stuff. And he's just a little more flirtatious than maybe the next person
and
would
I think
be.
And wouldn't you agree that you're a little bit more flirtatious with him than you would be with other guys in the office?
I think I'm generally just a flirtatious person.
So she's really saying you're not very special at that point.
That's the way I took that.
And something now here's what I'm getting at today, because something has changed since the last time we had him on. And my hunch is that Jason said something to you about it, but you say that's not true. Something changed, because Joanna came up to me and she's like, yeah, it's kind of getting annoying now.
It's not okay. Jason had nothing to do with this. He never said anything to me. Actually, we joke about it a lot, you know, at home. And
it's probably best that y'all do that. Keep it on a joking thing. That's good.
But I started thinking, I definitely think that I'm crossing some kind of line, and I don't want him to feel uncomfortable. I don't
Steve
want Jason.
Or Jason.
Jason. No. I don't want him to feel uncomfortable when I go to work. I do love this guy, and I want to spend the rest of my life with him, and I want him to know that. So, yes, I took it upon myself to stop with the flirting. And secondly, I felt like my job was starting to slack a little bit. You know, like I wasn't getting things up on the website.
What?
I wasn't, the phones weren't being answered. And honestly, I think it's because you would come in there and you would talk to me, and I felt like I would be talking back to you, and I wasn't doing my job.
We have 2-minute conversations. I'm on a 5-minute break on a show that's in two cities. I don't have that much time to talk to you. You're really tripping.
But
on
I've only got till 10:30 to do everything that I have to do, and those 5 minutes is actually keeping me from doing a lot of things that I have.
I appreciate that.
All right. On behalf of the entire Burt Show, I apologize if I've hurt. You know what? You know, I'm
but
sorry. She's doing a bad job because of me.
I'll tell you what.
Her job performance. You're hurting her job performance.
I'm sorry for that.
If there's a bonus discrepancy in my next check, you're filling the gaps. I'll tell you what. I'm drinking the difference down at your place.
Oh, so okay, I did say
enough
to Steve.
I'm gonna have a biscuit on you.
About a week and a half ago, I did say to Steve, I said, "Man, I think the luster sort of wore off this thing. I think she's over it. So maybe it's, you know, let it go." And I could see, dude. I got to be honest with you. Like, you were seriously hurt. Like, it was almost like somebody was telling you that she's just not that into you. You were hurt.
I wouldn't say hurt, but I would say I've noticed it. I even told you, I said, yeah, so I just kind of steered clear of the whole situation. I just kind of backed off, because you can tell everything goes, it's waves, man. You know, right now, he could have said something, and she's covering for him, so he doesn't look like a tool that's going, I'm jealous. She's making her guy look good right now. We don't know the truth of that. I'm not saying that's what she's saying, but if she was, she's not going to call her guy out.
Right?
Mm-mm.
No,
well,
she's just not. So
if I was him, I would have.
Already you're at a 50-50 because she don't want her guy to look bad. And if she's catching
heat.
You're
assuming something, though. That's not based on truth. You're assuming something.
No, he's saying it could be.
Yeah.
Well, here's my assumption, is that you do the same thing. That, like, women are like a shiny new toy. You're like a boy.
Yeah.
You know, like you have a new toy and you want to play with the new toy for like a week or two. And then all of a sudden you want another new toy and another new toy. And Joanna was your new toy for a little while that you want, you know, maybe you're like a boy cat. You want to bat it around for a little while and then it gets slides under the bed and then you forget about it and you move on to the next one. Oh, look, there's a butterfly.
That being said, Steve.
There's a new shiny toy over there. Look, there's a new one.
Hey, now.
That's pretty.
I don't disagree with that. And along the same lines, I'd like you to spin that chair around and say hello to our intern, Lauren. New hair extension.
I saw her get her hair extensions. That was very
looks
cool.
Looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good. In 6 weeks, she'll be back to your old self, but it's all good. Right? Is that how long they're going to last? But they look good.
Yours look great, too, by
Thank
the way.
You, you have no idea. It takes forever to do this. No, it's all right. So I've been brought in here to be taken down a notch, and the only person that really cares about me in this room, I can tell, is Melissa, because she's the only one that just doesn't have a smile on her face, and it's okay, baby. I'm all right.
You sure you're always
smiling? Just for the record, Melissa never has a smile on her face.
Am I saying something that's untrue?
Years.
But, you know, and I get that. So that's fine. If you think you're crossing a line, that tells me you actually like me and you're holding back, and that's cool.
How does it say that?
Text messages don't lie.
Text messages.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm not going to say it on air because I'm not a tool.
Hold on, no, give me it. No. I will.
I've not sent him any text messages that would send any wrong message to him.
Are we going
to
get into some weird area that we should stop right now?
Oh, yeah, we are.
No, what are you talking about? I have nothing to hide. I haven't done anything.
No, you were just nice. But, I mean, if you're going to call here and lambaste me, you could just say, Steve, I thought I've crossed the line. Oh. The only problem where you're upsetting me is Steve, to say that I distracted you from your job. I mean, really? Do you really believe that?
No. Okay. No, I really do because I'm in that office, and I can't even leave the office for 60 seconds. So when someone comes in there for 5 minutes,
if I'm throwing you off on your new job, then that's a compliment, too.
I have to still impress here. I haven't been here for very long.
I'll take that. If I threw you off on your new job, if the fact I walk in a room, you can't do your job, that's fine. That is a huge compliment to me, and I will leave with a huge, huge compliment. I cannot do my job when this guy's around. Oh, my God. He walks in the room, and I don't know if I'm talking to a guy or a girl. I don't know if we're talking about somebody in a relationship. I don't know what the type to burn. I'm just a wreck. I'll take it. I'll take it all day.
So anyway, it doesn't matter what she says. Anything that she says, you're going to interpret as she's attracted to you.
She said to to Larry, of all people, she said I was a 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. I'll take that.
Man, I can only do so much here to protect you.
Did you or did you not say I was a 9?
He came in there and he asked me.
She also
me.
Said yeah. Larry was an 8.75. So.
No, no. She gave him a 4, and I was like, well, then I know it's real.
So can we redefine this now? Okay, so you do not want him coming around the office. Is that what you were saying?
I won't come anywhere near you. You'll never
see
me
again.
See,
this is exactly what I didn't want to happen. I didn't want you to get so offended that you start
throwing. Have you seen Jen and Jezebel? I'm going to turn my focus on you. You're in a dress in Jezebel this month. Oh, my God.
See, now look how easy this is. Hold on, Joanna. Watch how easy this is. Now.
Yes.
Jen.
Yes.
Is there any chance, any opportunity at all for Southside Steve to sleep with you?
No.
All right, okay. Then I'm on
see,
the list.
See how today. Easy that was? Joanna, is there any chance at all? Write to him. Is there any chance of looking right in the eyes?
What do you think people are going to say when you ask this?
Look him right in the eyes.
Jeff
like
wants me, but he'll tell you no.
Well, I would actually let her go, Steve, because last time he asked her, she was like, well, maybe. Someday if she's maybe.
I never said maybe.
Does he have any shot at all of sleeping with you?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's in the present situation. She's not going to cheat.
Okay.
I don't see her as a cheater.
Joanna, let's say every human on Earth died except for Steve.
Then I'm hitting it. And not just, I mean, all day. Constantly.
So you're not going to send him text messages. He's not going to come by the office.
To clarify, I never am the one who initiates the text messages. I was looking for another bartending job and I couldn't. And he said he knew people in Atlanta. And that's how our phone numbers got exchanged. Because I was looking for another, not at his bar, at another bartending job somewhere in Atlanta. And that's how
actually,
we exchanged phone numbers.
Actually, we did talk numbers. About my bar, though.
Right, but I didn't.
I
mean,
girls
that's
are crunching.
Okay, so they're professional
so texts. Anyway,
no
so
more
they
professional
texts. There was never like flirty text messages back and forth. It was pretty much like, hey, do you think you could ever? No, I will stand by that. I never sent flirty text messages to you.
I didn't see what it said.
That's a tough one to defend right there, Joanna.
Yeah.
Did you see the text message?
All you got to do is show Jeff because Jeff keeps it real. Well, a little too real sometimes. It hurts my feelings.
Is it something we should totally stay away from?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
I have nothing to hide. There's nothing you need to stay away from.
Can he read it on the air?
I don't care. Go right ahead.
Oh, Lord.
And if it's and I will tell you if that's from me or not. And if you're just trying to represent somebody else's text message as mine.
I wouldn't even know how to do that. I barely know how to operate this phone. It's a complex phone. It's a BlackBerry. Jeff actually put me onto it.
Are we sure we want to read this?
Are you sure you want to do this?
No, you don't.
I think we'd rather
not. Yeah, let's not do that.
I think let's not.
No, because I was in here for fun, and I had a little thing, and I just was happy with being the guy on the bench. I wasn't trying to make inroads or anything. I'll make jokes.
She's telling you there is no bench. The bench,
the bench
has been eliminated. There's no dugout. There's no bench. There's no stadium.
Now, what about a foxhole?
It's not a foxhole.
In Joanna's defense, or in just general in defense, it was an exchange of two text messages. You saw them too, right, Jen? Mm-hmm. And I would tell you that if that same exchange took place between anyone and Jessica, the fact that somebody felt comfortable enough to send her that one and the fact that she would respond the way she did, like that would be, so it was the whole exchange. Like I think Joanna standing alone is not that.
Well, yeah, it is. I don't understand what your point
was. Wow, you could be more uncomfortable. Yeah. I like that.
We were almost past it.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So, you know what? We won't throw around anything. It's fine. I can take the hit. That's cool.
I mean, you guys had a flirty fun thing, and the flirty fun thing died. So let it go.
It's dead. There's no bench. Yeah. There's no stadium. There's nothing.
Okay.
It's dead, Steve. Steve, say it's dead.
I'll say it's dead.
Forever.
Joanna?
Forever.
It's done.
Dead.
Well, no, it's not dead if something happens.
Not capable. Not capable.
Doors are always
so sensitive. I'm surprised how sensitive you are sometimes.
Oh, I'm a totally sensitive dude. I cry in movies. I you know, I'm a very sensitive person. Starting to see a different side of me.
All the ladies who are listening right now.
He is what he needs to be.
This is marketing.
That is not true.
You are a chameleon.
I am not.
You are a chameleon.
I was raised proper. I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm a good dude.
I guarantee you, when you find out you're going to be on the Burt Show today, you called your brand manager and said, how do I capitalize on this to get the ladies calling me?
No, not at all. I'll be honest with you, man. I'm not that calculated. I'm just a nice guy.
Do you mean
that? It upsets you to know that I'm nice. And any girl and any girl that dates me will tell you that's not him on the radio. He really is a nice guy.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. It's just the truth. You talk to anybody. I've never burned a bridge in my life, man. I'm not a tool. I can date any girl that I used to date again because I was nice.
Do you manscape the days you know you're going to be on our show?
I manscape.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You know I'm a huge Hawks fan and have been for nearly half a season.
last season was all... Go Hawks, right?
Go Hawks, go Hawks. Yeah, for like the last 13 games of the season.
You said it so passionately.
Yeah. Go Hawks!
You should do it right now because they're undefeated.
They're undefeated right now. Here's what I love about the Hawks because I'm a huge sports fan. I mean, I'm a huge Hawks fan also, but as far as sports go, I read them all. Sports Illustrated, ESPN, I'm watching, you know, all of it.
You're on SportsCenter all day, right?
All the time it's on in the background, right? Nobody is predicting the Hawks to win the championship. They're flying so under the radar right now.
Okay.
And only we bandwagoners know how good they are.
At least you've admitted it. That's
this
good.
Is exactly where you want to be. All right? So this is the perfect position for the Hawks to be in this season. Perfect.
I actually...
Because everybody's talking Celtics and Orlando and Cleveland and Shaq. This is where we want to be. Nobody expects us to kick ass. Us.
Go Hawks. One more, go Hawks.
Go Hawks!
There you go.
I actually thought of you yesterday because ESPN or somebody did. Remember, what was it that your dad said about you playing soccer related to your height?
He said, because I was struggling with baseball, he said he was trying to suggest that I should try soccer because I was athletic and you don't have to be very tall and that would be a better suited sport for me. I didn't listen to, which I should have listened to.
And I'm assuming this is because of the start of the NBA season, but some TV show or some network had a study, because people will study anything, had a study explaining what heights are suited for what sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously, the taller you are, the better it makes you at basketball. And
that's the joke amongst all tall kids, right?
Hey, you play basketball?
Right.
Yeah. And how tall are you?
Oh, right. Yeah, 5'10", give or take. It's been a while since. Yeah, 5'4".
Okay. Soccer wasn't on the list for you.
For guys that are shorter to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It was horse jockey and gymnast.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That hurts. If I had a dime for every time I was in San Diego, when I lived in San Diego, that somebody approached me and asked to train me to ride horses.
No way.
Oh, yeah. It happened quite a bit.
Really? Are you serious?
Quite a bit.
When you were growing up?
Yeah, because I used to play beach softball. It's a game that I would take way too long to explain.
Okay.
People could see the athleticism, and they saw how I was built, and I had way more than one occasion with Del Mar Fairgrounds right up the road where they race horses. People ask me, have you ever thought about being a jockey before?
Why didn't you say yes?
Insecure about my height.
Really?
Insecure about my height. It's probably the reason why I didn't get into soccer also, because it's the truth. What Jeff is saying here is the truth. It's like, just because you're tall or big doesn't make you a better athlete than somebody that's short or shorter in stature. Like, if you take a look at half of the guys in the NBA right now, a lot of them are playing because they're just big guys. They're not necessarily athletic guys. But they're big, tall bodies, man.
And they can basically just lift up an arm and think it's in the basket.
So LeBron James is an athletic?
Now, he's the exception. I would definitely say he's an athlete.
He's the one exception?
Not the one exception, but there are plenty of guys. Like, you get these dudes in the league. Do we really want to go down this road? These dudes that are like 7'4", 7'2", or what have you, that are just big bodies, not necessarily athletic.
Look, who in the world is 7'4"?
Shaq is like 7'2" or something like that.
Really?
We got a couple of dudes on our team. Al Horford, I think, is like he's 6'10", but I think that Zaza Pachulia guy is like 7' or something like that. He's a really good example. There you go. There's a guy, big dude. Some would say a little slow in the feet. Maybe not all that athletic, but a big dude and a great guy to have on your court for you.
So who is who then would be a better athlete? You or one of these tall guys who are just playing basketball because they're tall?
Well, if they only played basketball, then I would say that they're good at that sport, but not necessarily athletic. So if you put me up against an Al Horford playing soccer, you put me up against a Shaq like playing soccer, something that caters to more of my athleticism and height, then I'd probably kick ass.
Okay.
Met with silence.
Oh, yes.
Just because you're big doesn't mean you're athletic.
You are aware that these are professional athletes.
Yeah, in theory, I understand what you're saying, but you would really go up against a professional athlete.
So you're saying an athlete,
not in his sport. Like,
not in
his sport, but in
soccer.
I wouldn't call up Matt Ryan today and say, look, I could beat you in a quarterback competition.
No.
But I might call Matt Ryan up and say, I could beat you in a 40-yard dash.
But a great athlete is somebody that could play any sport.
I might. I wouldn't.
Football players run.
There are slow quarterbacks. There are slow centers. There are slow hockey players. Just because you're an athlete or you play a professional sport doesn't necessarily make you athletic. So it's going over your head.
No, I got it. So you would literally take on a player in soccer?
If it's outside their sport, sure, I'd give it a try. You bet. You bet.
Man, you had some muscle milk this morning.
I'm just saying, in the sports world,
I'm sure that we're just all like, really? So he really would take on somebody?
Like, I mean, there's no doubt about it that you're athletic and you work out every single day. So you're in great shape to be able to do that.
Okay. And I feel solid about that. If it wasn't in their own, there's no way that I could beat that, what's that world sprinting dude's name from Jamaica?
Oh, Bolt. Usain Bolt.
There's no way I could take him on in his sport. But there could be a mutual sport that would even the playing field where I think we'd be fine at.
Like kickball. At Piedmont Park.
Yeah.
And that's probably
So you think you could beat Chipper Jones at kickball? You could take McCann down in some dodgeball?
No, I couldn't, because that caters to their sport.
Okay.
Because McCann's a catcher. If I played dodgeball, that's all about throwing, he'd kill me.
Could you swim some laps against Chipper?
Yes.
And beat his butt?
Or Brian McCann, then yes, that's a very good analogy.
I'm pretty sure I could beat Matt Ryan in Foursquare. And beat his ass in Foursquare.
I could rock him in tetherball.
So that would be my take on it.
Okay.
I'll call for Royd on line 5.
For Royd?
Steroid.
Good morning, Q100.
Hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I was surprised. This is Zaza calling Pachulia. I heard my name, they guys. It was fun talking.
Zaza Pachulia.
Talking about a lot of things. Yes, actually, I'm on my way to Phyllis Arena for the practice. I'm listening to you guys.
Okay.
His voice, he sounds tall.
Yeah, he does.
I know.
I couldn't even put my voice on the voice disguiser and make it sound that deep. Zaza Pachulia is a center for the Atlanta Hawks that we were just talking about.
How tall are you?
A little bit taller than you. I'm 6'11", though.
6'11".
Who was 5'4", there? Somebody said he was 5'4".
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's you.
Bert.
As a matter of fact, you know what?
Sorry.
Bert, why don't you and Zaza just talk amongst yourselves, and rest of us, yeah, we'll just lean back and let y'all.
Zaza, I bet you'll agree with me. See, I'm talking in scientific sports terms that they can't understand because they're not sports fans, but you and I can have a conversation about this.
Definitely. I need to talk to you, too. So you're saying that you are good in soccer.
Well, here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and I think you'd have to agree, that there are some guys in the league that are purely basketball players but not athletic.
We don't have such a guy in our team. I don't know about others, but we don't have such a guy in our team.
I'm sorry, I know this.
I can prove it to you, too.
I know this is just between Bert and Zaza, but if I'm not mistaken, Bert, didn't you call Zaza out by name?
I would just say this. Why are you living in the past when we're talking about the future here? Like, for instance, you as a guy that's 6'11" or whatever, if I took you out of your sport, right, into a realm that you're not used to playing, would you be as athletic, like on a softball field or on a soccer field, as you are on a basketball court?
Why don't we try? Why don't we try? And if let's go on the soccer field, let's have a kick out, and if I lose, I'm going to take you to my restaurant and buy your dinner. But if you lose, you got to come up with something.
Okay, so it would be you and me on the pitch and playing soccer against each other. Now, how do we determine who wins?
You're going to have some witnesses or cameras.
I think
you guys got to do a shootout, right?
Yeah, can't we
in
just
soccer?
Like, can't we just
is that
have,
what it's called?
Yeah, no, because a shootout wouldn't test his athleticism against mine. No, a shootout is just you against the goalie. We need to go head to head against each other. So I need to try to get the ball from him. He needs to try to get the ball from me.
I think it's easy. Oh. I think you have an open. I think you have an open net, and I think you guys just defend each other. You each start with three possessions, and the possession ends either when a goal is scored or when the other person takes the ball.
We could use those as the guidelines.
That's
too.
Good. Yeah,
they call it mini soccer, so definitely we can play in a mini soccer on
he
a small field.
He said mini, Bert. I don't.
I'm sure you don't want to run whole that much, you know, on the real soccer field. So
because
we can play in a mini soccer.
Now, I could not keep up with him fitness wise, without a doubt, because this is what he does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying in short spurts, Zaza, that I might be able to keep up with you in soccer.
Well, you should definitely be able to keep up because a few minutes ago you called him slow.
I never said the word slow.
Yeah, you did.
I was saying there are some players in the in the NBA that aren't as athletic
as
others.
No, you specifically
called
Zaza.
I didn't say slow.
Do you want me to go pull it?
I don't even think the tape's working today.
Definitely not.
I'm representing now all the NBA players, so we definitely have to meet on the soccer field.
Okay,
now,
I will take that.
You gotta give me a couple of days now because we have a game tomorrow, opening night. So I don't want to do this thing until tomorrow. But when we have the off day, we're definitely going to play soccer.
Now, see, here's the risk we run into. Also, if Zaza gets hurt, if I hurt Zaza during this whole
thing,
and he's out for the rest of the season, that affects our city. So I'm a little bit,
dude.
I just want to let him know right now.
I appreciate the comment.
I'm not going to go easy on him.
He already started excuses. I mean,
are you sure you don't want to just do this tomorrow afternoon? Because a quick victory over Bert might give you the good confidence going in, or would that just be too? Probably too easy.
I'd rather do it after the game.
All right.
Okay, I don't want to wear him out before a game.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
So we'll wait till you have an off day, and then, sure, I'll go out there with you, and we'll kick it around a little bit, and we'll see how athletic both of us are.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
sounds good. Let all the people know, and let all the people see.
Now, Zaza, let me ask you this. Because I can detect your accent, and I know that you're not from here, and most people that aren't from our country have some kind of formal soccer training in their past. Did you ever play any soccer in your past?
Yeah, actually I did. I was playing soccer before I stopped playing basketball because, as you guys know, especially I'm from Georgia, Republic of Georgia, Europe, and soccer in Europe is huge. It's big. It's number one sport, not only in Europe, in the world. It's only U.S. that's not that popular. So, like every kid's dream, it was my dream to be a good soccer player.
Super.
So, but unfortunately, I played only 2 years, and they kicked me out because I was growing up very fast. So my soccer coach came up to me and said, son, you are in the wrong spot. You got to go play basketball.
Sure.
And that really hurt me, actually. But, I was a kid at that time. And, but I'm sure the soccer coach had a vision, you know, that when I was growing up, I was a tall guy. So I was going to be good in basketball. So, of course, now I'm very thankful to him because he told me these words. But the time kind of hurt.
All right. So I just want to make sure here that if we play the soccer game, there's not such an emotional tie-in that if I beat you, you start crying.
Oh, dude.
Because
I can't take that, man.
I have lost in my career. I have won in my career. So I know what it is.
All right, Zaza Pachulia, it is on, my friend. And so it shall be. You and I on the pitch sometime over the next couple of weeks, and we'll see how this goes. Okay?
Bert is the pitch.
Can't wait.
Hey, Zaza, good luck tomorrow night.
Yeah,
is it a home game?
Yeah, we play against Pacers tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Phillips Arena. And, you know, we'll be waiting for this moment for whole summer. And hopefully we're going to win because it's very important to have a good start. That sets the tone and, you know, that's for the motivation and for the fans also. So we can't wait for tomorrow night's game.
I think because the deal was that if Bert, one half of the bet was dinner at your restaurant, right, Zaza? So I think the other half is if Bert loses every Hawks game you attend this season, you have to be wearing a Zaza jersey. Everyone, so people can find you. And it has to be his size.
I like playing a little clip of our soccer challenge on the big screen also.
You mean him crushing you?
Because if nothing else, watching that guy that's 6'10" or 11 taking on a guy 5'4" in soccer is going to be pretty funny. All right, Zaza, hey, good luck with this season. I was just telling these guys, man, I'm stoked for you because nobody is really saying that the Hawks can win a championship. Everybody's talking about Boston, which is good. Talk about Cleveland. Talk about Orlando. Mm-hmm. And I still think Atlanta's sort of flying under the radar a little bit.
I mean, I can bring you a perfect example. Like last year, nobody was saying that Orlando would play the finals, but they were so close for this championship. It's a joke. So once you're up there, once you're in top four, you never know what's going to happen, especially it's a long season. Guys got in my heart, and this is basketball. In the playoffs, anything can happen, you know, so we feel really good about yourself. We want to control ourselves. We don't want to be relayed on other teams. So if we do right things, if we play hard and together, I'm sure we're going to give ourselves a chance to play in the finals. So, but important is to have a good start. We have to go game by game, and everything's going to be good with our fans.
All right, Zaza, good luck. And we'll see you this week, and we'll talk later in the week as well, okay?
Thank you. Good to talk to you guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
What if you had to be the water boy for the Hawks one game?
That's funny.
Those are pretty high stakes for a guy that's only played one soccer game his entire life.
Because during that game, nobody will be more dehydrated than Zaza. Like, he'll be calling you over every 10 seconds.
And really what you guys do need to know is, seriously, I played my very first soccer game 2 weeks ago.
I'm proud of you for coming strong.
You got to at least put up a good fight because people can think you're crazy and back out of a bet, which is what I was hoping he was going to do.
Yeah.
But didn't happen.
But it's like one question too many. Hey, did you play soccer growing up? Well, yes. It actually broke my heart that I had to get out of this.
You're on The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No